This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, an insane Monday. And it's so insane, we changed the schedule again. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday now because we've got Tudor Dixon coming on and Senator Tuberville coming on. And we still have so much to talk about the shooting and what I think happened and what I suspect, what I don't know. We have so much. We're going to get to all of it tonight. But you know what time it is. It doesn't change no matter what's in the news cycle. Every single Monday, start of the second hour, almost not this hour, but anyway, every single Monday at the start of the second hour, we do Medal of Honor Monday. We take a Medal of Honor citation and we read it. Remember, every single time a man earns one of these, they do a write-up on it called a citation. And there's nothing special about this, about what I do. These are all free. Everyone has access to every one of these. You can print them off. You can do this with your family, and you should. Make it a Sunday thing. Hey, every Sunday, we'll print one, we'll read it. Maybe it'll interest you or your kids in a battle. You can do this with your class. If you coach a team, you can do this. You can to totally steal the whole freaking thing. I didn't earn any of these. I don't have any rights to any of this. This stuff really does matter. And it's not just about rah-rah military stuff. It's not about that. This stuff matters culturally. What we can't do, and what a trap we can fall into, I know I'm guilty of this, is we can just point out what's wrong. That's bad, and he's bad, and she's bad, and he sucks. And okay, that's fine. You have to do that too. You have to point out evil. You have to point out wrong. But we also have to present good. Okay, well, I'm not supposed to be like that. What am I supposed to be? It's not enough to just tell your kids what they're not supposed to do. What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to be someone like this, if you can. And this one actually has a special place in my heart. I don't even know if my mom actually even knows this. We're about to do the Medal of Honor citation for a Gregory Pappy Boyington. Everyone knew him as Pappy. He was a fly guy for the Marines in World War II, a hero. Obviously, heroes we're about to get to. But people ask me a lot why I joined the Marines, and there are a lot of different reasons for that. I was a dirtball. I wanted to grow up. I admired Marines, this and that. But one of probably the first book, I take that back, probably the first book I ever got where I read about a Marine was a book, I don't even know the author, but I still remember it. I can still picture the book called Bye Bye Black Sheep. Bye as in what a sheep does, you know, like Democrats. Bye Bye Black Sheep. It's the title of the book. And that's because his squadron was the Black Sheep Squadron. And I read this book about this swashbuckling Marine who just wanted to go fight. That's all he wanted to do. And so without further ado, Chris, a Medal of Honor citation for a Pappy Boyington.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For extraordinary heroism and valiant devotion to duty as commanding officer of Marine Fighting Squadron 214 in action against enemy Japanese forces in the Central Solomons area from the 12th of September 1943 to the 3rd of January 1944. Consistently outnumbered throughout successive hazardous flights over heavily defended hostile territory, Major Boyington struck at the enemy with daring and courageous persistence, leading his squadron into combat with devastating results to Japanese shipping, shore installations, and aerial forces. Resolute in his efforts to inflict crippling damage on the enemy, Major Boyington led a formation of 24 fighters over Kahili on the 17th of October in persistently circling the aerodrome where 60 hostile aircraft were grounded, boldly challenged the Japanese to send up planes. Under his brilliant command, our fighters shot down 20 enemy aircraft in the ensuing action without the loss of a single ship. A superb airman and determined fighter against overwhelming odds, Major Boyington personally destroyed 26 of the many Japanese planes shot down by his squadron, and by his forceful leadership, developed the combat readiness in his command, which was a distinctive factor in the Allied aerial achievements in this vitally strategic area. That is a man right there. When you read about pilots in World War II, and the things they did, and how much they just wanted to go fight. And I mean, things like this, they just hovered around 60 planes and said, send them up. I dare you to send them up. That these guys were just made of, I don't want to say different stuff, built differently, made of different stuff. We use these terms a lot because that stuff still exists today. If you're a young man listening to the sound of my voice right now, that might be you. You realize that. That might be you. It's not as if that's gone at all. It's not. All right. Now let's move on before we talk to Tudor Dixon here in a moment. I want to talk about my concerns, of which I have many, about this shooting. We already talked to Clay Martin in the first hour about the negligence we saw. If you miss any of that, go download a podcast of it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. But I'm worried. I'm very, very worried. And here's why. I'm suspicious. Now, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. But there are a lot of things that simply are not adding up to me. And I'm not saying I know, and I'm not saying I've come up with a conclusion. But 20 years old with no social media history? How many, let me ask you honestly, how many 20-year-olds do you know with no social media history? There's that, and then you combine it with this. I'm going to play something for you. It'll sound innocuous, but just stay with me. This is a BlackRock commercial. A BlackRock commercial.
My name is Brian DeLallo. I teach AP and Honors Economics in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Financial well-being to me is knowing that I can be free to do the things that I love to do. I hope when I retire someday, they say, you know, that guy made this place a special place to come.
Sounds very innocuous, right? Pretty innocent. Oh, it is. But there's an extra in that commercial. An extra who happens to be the man who just tried to murder Donald Trump and did murder somebody in the crowd. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? There are a lot of things that make me suspicious, and I hate that. And you know what I hate even more than that? I hate that we live in a country where the FBI, media, and every other entity we should be able to rely on to give us some semblance of the truth cannot be trusted at all. You realize right now as we sit here, the FBI finally cracked the kid's phone and they're going through his phone. They can't find motive yet. That's the latest on that. But you understand that we're waiting for the truth. We're waiting for a report. We're waiting on what's real from the exact same people, the exact same organization that told Facebook to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story so Joe Biden could win the election. That's the group who's going to tell us the truth. The same FBI who edited the transcripts of the Orlando nightclub shooter where he referenced ISIS and Islam a bunch, the same FBI who edited that out of the transcripts, they're going to tell us the truth about what they find? How am I supposed to believe that? How in the world am I supposed to believe that? I don't believe any of these people. I don't trust any of these people. They're all lying at all times. And that leaves us, you and me, that leaves us kind of floating in the wind, doesn't it? Coming up with our own answers because there is no, quote, reliable source from the government you can bank on because these dirtballs have been lying to us about everything. They didn't wake up this morning and decide they're going to start telling you the truth. Trust me on that. All right. We're going to get to Tudor Dixon in a moment. I have a lot more I want to say about that. Before we do any of this, let's make sure we're putting our money where our morals are. Remember, when you're looking to assign blame for the people who've brought us to this point as a nation, corporate America is as guilty as every single entity out there outside of the education system. Corporate America decided they were going to get involved. And if you have AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, they take the money you send them every month and they use it to spit all over you. You don't have to have one of those companies. When you switch to Pure Talk, you're on the same 5G network. So you're not getting worse service, you're not dropping calls. I have better coverage now than I have with T-Mobile.
Economics in Pittsburgh.
You'll pay half, and you'll pay a company who actually likes you and shares your values. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. It's nothing. Pick up your phone. All you have to do, dial #250 and then say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone, you'll have a new cell phone company and you won't fund dirty commies anymore. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and joining me now, Senator from the great state of Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, although he doesn't want me to call him Senator, I have to call him Coach, which is, again, like the coolest freaking thing ever, that he just, no, I'm Coach forever. All right, Coach, obviously, everyone is talking about the same thing right now, with the exception of the J.D. Vance news, everyone's talking about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump and somebody who did get murdered in that crowd. And there's a lot of talk about tone it down, unity and peace, and tone it down and unity and peace. But for me, Coach, those are bumper stickers. If you can't say that and then continue to operate in the way you've operated. I understand everyone on the left likes the sound of that now, but I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. Maybe I'm a cynic. Am I wrong?
Jesse, we got to win. We have no other country to go to, okay? We're the only country left that we'd even think about living in. Europe's gone. They let mass immigration ruin Europe. Just think about that. And so, hey, we're in this, and we got to be in it to win. President Trump called me about 7 o'clock this morning, talked about a few things, and I asked him about, hey, how was it? He said, I lost part of my ear. He goes, I said, it'd blow out your eardrum. He goes, huh? That's how. So, a good conversation, but, he sounded a little bit different, but I think he's just getting over the shock of what all happened. Can you imagine? You have a bullet go by your head in a millimeter of blowing your brains out. It's absolutely amazing, but, we've got to win this. Whatever we got to do, we got to win.
Do we have to, if we do win, and I hope we do, and I plan on it, obviously, I know you plan on it. If we do win, more than just the White House, but if we get some more decent senators in there, if we have the House, we have the Senate, if we do win, should we do things differently than we've done them before? Because it seems pretty obvious to me what we've done before hasn't worked. How do we do things differently?
Well, it just starts with leadership, and it starts in the White House. I very quickly learned, hey, you know, you can have the Senate, you can have the House, it doesn't make any difference. You got to have somebody in the White House that's going to stand up for what they believe in and pass that on down to us. Now, I was the first senator that come out and supported President Trump when he decided to run. Very few got on the bandwagon. If you notice that now, very few. Now, they've started to get on more and more. And then, of course, a couple weeks ago, he came up, had lunch, and I'm looking around some of these people, boy, just hugging him and all that. And I said, well, where in the hell y'all been? You know, so we have got to get people in the Republican Party on the same page as President Trump when he wins. And we got to quit this, I just don't believe in that or this. This is about all of our country. This is about our kids, our grandkids. And we got to quit this nonsense of allowing the Democrats just run right over top of us.
How do we approach organizations that have previously been, honestly, revered by most of the right, because the right is the patriotic portion of the country? They are. Yeah. And so when you talk about things, look, the FBI, when you were a kid, who didn't want an FBI jacket when they were a kid with the yellow letters? Oh, yeah. And the blue? Every red-blooded American boy thought about that at one point in time. But today, you're sitting here, we're waiting for details about the shooter and the motive and all these other things. And who's going to be giving us those details, Coach? The FBI. And I'm not talking about specifically that, but we need an organization we can trust. And once that trust is lost, and it has, how do we get it back? Because that is a huge problem. We don't trust the CDC. We don't trust the FBI. We don't trust the Secret Service. We don't trust our institutions.
DOJ. You name it. We don't trust them. All the three-letter organizations. You know, I talked to some of my friends over the last year or so, just picking their brain about you were in the FBI. What in the world has happened to our FBI? Coach, for years, if you were in the FBI, you moved up and you were in the upper echelon, had experience, understand the workings of the FBI. When Obama came in, he took the top 40 or 50. He ran those people out and put in bureaucrats. That's where we're at. Same thing in the CIA, same thing in the DOJ, and we've got those problems. We have got to cut the head off the snake. We have got to take the people that are in leadership roles in all those areas, and you know, we'll all have meetings with President Trump to see how far he needs to go with that. But same thing in our military. Now, I held up those 4 stars and 3 stars for a year. Oh, you talking about people panicking, rats jumping off the ship. And then I started having Republicans come after me. The problem that we have there is we have so many. You know, we had 7 4-star generals back during World War II. Now we have like 150. It's ridiculous.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And now they all ride around in their black SUVs, and they got all their little captains and 1 stars and 2 stars and it's time to revamp our military also. It's a point where we're so woke we couldn't fight a war right now.
How do we do that? Because you're 100% right. If we don't clear the rot out with the flag officers, we have no chance to save the military and patch it back up. How do we do that while also letting the Republican base, which is going to be a more patriotic base, know, hey, we're not attacking the military. We have got to clean the garbage out at the top. That is what people don't get when I come on here and rant about the flag officers. You get some of that. You must hate the troops or something like that. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's because I care for them. I don't want them led by scumbags.
Yeah. We've got a Secretary of Defense that has turned our military into a DEI operative. You know, it's all about equity and diversity. And, hey, listen, affirmative action shouldn't even be close to the military. It is about building a machine that protects every person in this country and our allies. Right now, we're looking down the barrel of 4 wars, including Africa. People don't realize Africa is about to explode. We just took out 2,000 troops from Nigeria. And when we were taking our materials out, Russia was landing and taking their materials in and taking over our multi-million-dollar base. And so this administration has done so much damage foreign relation-wise. But you go back to us. Let's don't worry about anybody else. We have got to start focusing on the people in this country and our defense.
Coach, I almost called you senator again. You would have come
don't
out of that chair.
Yeah,
I almost called you senator. Good coach. Coach Tuberville, everybody, one of the great senators we have. I appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for what you do, too.
Appreciate you.
Okay.
Look, we got to have more like him. We got to make these stands, especially when it comes to things like the military. We can't just take the same lines we've always taken. We can't do the same things we've always done. It doesn't work that way anymore. And it's got to happen clearly at the Secret Service level as well. All right. We're going to talk to Tudor Dixon next, and then we're going to get back to more of this shooting where we are as a country and everything else. And today was probably a bit more guest heavy than normal. Probably should be normal, back to normal programming tomorrow. Before we get to that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. You know, right now, there's a lot of people who are hurting in this country, and they hurt in ways that we don't talk about every day. Catastrophically injured veterans and their families. You know, we moved on. The war's ended, right? Iraq's over. Right? Afghanistan's over. But if you lost your legs over there every day when you're taking a shower, having dinner, you are reminded of it. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is the one who's been building smart homes specifically made for these veterans. That's where your $11 a month goes. Go to T2T.org and give 11 bucks a month. Just sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. Tudor Dixon, next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you still get the great honor of emailing me this week, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And of course, Jewish producer Chris is going to send me all those if he's not napping or doing whatever it is they're pretending to do while they're back in Houston. But joining me now is apparently my co-host for the night. I'm just kidding. She's just on for now. The host of the Tudor Dixon podcast. Everyone who listens to this show knows her voice, because when I'm gone living the big celebrity life, Tudor will oftentimes speak for me. So, Tudor, look, I've had the floor for an hour and a half. Might as well hand it over to you. Everyone's upset. They're mad. They're sad. I can't believe this is where we are. I'm not surprised this is where we are. This is always where we were going, and this is what happens when things go bad.
I think that people are not surprised. I think they're shocked. But I think that, sadly, I saw someone, and I can't remember who it was, wrote an article that was like, why did this have to happen? Why did this assassination attempt have to happen? And I think in America right now, we have a media that is so obsessed with calling conservatives a threat by coming out and making conservatives so unpalatable that the young generation thinks that they have to get rid of us. And that was the next step. But this is the coming together now after tragedy like that. Look at when you go into this convention center, you see something that is powerful, that is filled with love, that is filled with excitement. And I think that this is that moment where you have a vice presidential pick. People are coming back together. Democrats are a mess, you know? What do they have? They don't even have a bench.
They don't have a bench, but here's the problem, Tudor. Unity on the right's fine. You know, I'm glad we have that, because you're right. I've seen more unity on the right than I've seen in a long, long time, and it is, you can feel it here. It's palatable, the unity. But as much as I hate communists, we can't have a country where half the people hate each other. And like you said, Democrats right now are a mess. They're a disaster, and that's no defense of how bad Republicans usually are. We can't have a country where every registered Democrats hates every registered Republican. It won't work that way. But that's where we are. And I hate to be cynical, I don't see that reversing.
I agree. I think that this is a very dangerous path that we're on, and it is a 24-hour news cycle path, because there's not 24 hours of news, and so you have infotainment, and the infotainment becomes hatetainment. It's these people that are crazed about the other side, and they have to keep ratcheting it up, because if they don't, then they don't get the ratings. The ratings come with the radical hot take, the radical this conspiracy and that conspiracy, and Donald Trump's never gonna, if Donald Trump gets elected, the country will never be the same. I mean, the founding fathers set this up so that can't happen. They don't believe in our system of government. And they're saying that we're going to ruin it. They don't believe in it, because it actually cannot happen. He has 4 years if he gets elected, which he will. He has 4 years. And they're telling people that in 4 years, he's going to fundamentally change how the country runs. It's impossible. It's set up so it actually can't happen. So at what point do the American people hold the media accountable? And how do you get to those people that allow the MSNBCs? I mean, they didn't even have Morning Joe on today because they knew they were going to say something that was so inappropriate. After an assassination attempt, they couldn't have a show on. What does that mean to you?
Well, these people, none of them are sorry. Not a single one of them are sorry. Not Morning Joe, not Corinne Diversity Hire, not Joe Biden. None of these people are sorry about any of the things they've said. They're sorry that now they look bad. They're sorry because those things they said resulted in something terrible. But if they don't have a change of heart, then yeah, it's fine. Look, we're all unified right here. We're at the Republican National Convention. Everyone listening to the sound, we're all unified, right? We could all get together at Red Lobster tonight, and maybe we should. But at the end, you know, in 2 days, 3 days from now, it's going to be right back to Nazi Hitler, Nazi threat to democracy. I don't see how the ban gets back together again. Am I wrong?
No, but I can't accept that that's where we are. And so I believe that even though that won't happen with the mainstream media, I think you're right. I mean, the Jen Psakis of the world left the White House to become a famous news person and give her hot take every single day, right? She's not going to just give that up. Morning Joe, literally, they're not just not sorry. By not going on the air today, they admitted that they couldn't even be nice about it. I mean, they're not even going to try? You know, they're not going to say we've done it such a damage. And I think that as somebody who ran for office, I can tell you the experience as a conservative running for office is not that you're even given a chance by the media. You are, they decide what you're going to be, the horrible threat that you will become. And they tell the people, this is how they define you before you get a chance to talk. That has got to stop. It has got to stop. And I think that it's a fight now for conservatives to come out and say, we're going to have voices like you out there talking. And it is so important that you continue talking and that we continue to bring voices into all the different states. And Michigan is one of them. We don't have a lot of conservative voices. Like we have like, I don't know, maybe one, you know, it's a problem.
What's wrong with the Michigan GOP? Every time I start digging into Michigan, because it's such an important swing state, I get people from Michigan, activists from Michigan like you, who said, not that you have said this, the GOP is a disaster there. It's in disarray there, and I don't understand how that happens. Did you see that? Because this is an important state. Look, everyone is assuming Trump's going to win this whole thing. We still have to win Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and that's a tough row to hoe.
I've talked to a lot of governors across the country who say that they've had the same things happen in their state. And so Michigan, I would say, is a similar situation where we've had our GOP that was led by some of the biggest donors in the state, and over time it becomes kind of like the donors are managing it, and then the grassroots kind of rise up, and now we just went through one of those where the grassroots took it back from the donors. The donors fought and I mean, the new chairman also has grassroots support, but he comes from that old regime of Republicans. It was what I would think the grassroots would say. And so there's still some fighting because they threw out the old chair. Now we have a new one. But ultimately, it doesn't matter who's in charge. It's the fact that because nobody's been in charge long enough to actually put a ground game into place, we don't have the infrastructure to win. That, at the end of the day, who cares if you have somebody, this person or that person, running the party? If you have no infrastructure, you can't win. And so what the party now has to do is bring it back from a situation of having no infrastructure on the ground. And so when I ran, we had no ground game, nothing. In a state where they went from Colorado to Michigan and they said, we're going to use the Colorado model in Michigan. And the Democrats have a very strong ground game there, very strong.
What do you order at Red Lobster when you go?
You know, I always change up what I order, but
what?
I like, yeah.
Oh, you're one of those
people? But they have
people?
Special things.
Well, they do. It is a special place.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, and then they have some, like, when it's Lobster Fest, I like those little tails that are curved.
Those are called lobster tails.
But Peter, they're smaller ones, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they still are, yes.
They do.
Exactly.
They do. Anyway, mm-hmm. So that's a wonderful place. I'm glad we can share that together.
It is, and I was afraid we were going to lose it. This sounds so dumb.
Me too.
I've
been in a full-blown panic for a couple weeks since that bankruptcy.
Are you making fun of me right now?
No.
Because I can't tell.
It's my favorite place in the world. Everyone knows it.
Because the biscuits are delicious.
They are amazing.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Amazing.
I actually just took Sarah and Kyle there a couple weeks ago because they'd never been. Well, I think Kyle hadn't been in years. Sarah had never been there. And I forced them to go because I said, what if we don't have many restaurants in West Michigan. I'm like, we cannot lose this. And you have to experience before it shuts down.
You know what? I'm happy for them. That's as close as you can get up to heaven on this earth. So.
They were happy too. Very
yeah,
happy.
I'm sure they were.
It was a good day.
Tudor Dixon of the Tudor Dixon podcast. Thank you, Tudor. I appreciate you. Look, now I'm starving. All right, we have more than an hour left, and I'm starving, and I don't want to be here. I want to go be at Red Lobster. I'm just kidding. I'm thrilled to be here, but I'm going to Red Lobster afterwards. We're going to talk a lot more about where we're at as a country, and one of the things you're seeing a lot of today from the left, because what you're seeing a ton of is this, of, well, it's both sides. Hey, on both sides, and we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about how they're already shifting the blame. Oh, the right's rhetoric is ramping this up. Before we do that, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make sure you're not wasting your life. And it's not that I'm not giving you a self-help ceremony. I'm talking about the third of your life you spend in bed. Every minute you spend in bed that's not with MyPillow products is wasted. You've basically taken those precious minutes and you've thrown them in the toilet. MyPillow's here for you. It's more than just pillows. It's sheets, it's sandals, it's towel sets. MyPillow has everything you need. And they have so many things on sale right now. It's enough to make a man weep. MyPillow's $25 extravaganza sale. I've never seen it before. I have no idea whether they'll ever do it again. But right now it's here. It's here among us. Embrace it. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Or you can call them. They're wonderful on the phone. If you're more of a phone person, which I totally get, call them. 800-845-0544. All right? All right. So there was this too today.
I hope that at some point in this country, we do have a conversation about what is happening, because we can't just react when it is our side. What was this again? It was, you know, a 20-year-old lone wolf, white, whack job with easy access to a gun.
There it is already. Let's have a chat about that unity some more, shall we? Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. All right, now let's dig into what they're all doing right now. I'm looking at the headline right here. Look at the, listen to this doozy. This one's out of the Atlantic. The gunman and the would-be dictator. This is from David Frum. Violence stalks the president who has rejoiced in the violence of others. You've heard a ton of that in the news. Well, I mean, Trump does a lot, too. You know, I remember like it was yesterday, that legislation that they tried to pass. Do you happen to remember that legislation they tried to pass? If you don't remember, allow me to break it down for you. Democrats in the United States House of Representatives introduced legislation to strip Donald Trump of Secret Service protection. You see, why did I tell you they were going to try to kill him? That I thought they were going to try to kill him? I've told you before. I think him losing, him not winning a second term, I've long thought that it saved his life. Why? Well, this is what corrupt, evil people do. Human life becomes small, totally unimportant. When all that matters is power, when all that matters is the revolution, human life becomes small and unimportant. Why would these people introduce something to strip away his Secret Service protection? Well, it's not necessarily that they wanted him dead. They just set up all the necessary circumstances if somebody was to want him dead. It's the same thing. It's the same way it works with the ballot drop boxes, with a no voter ID. And then they go out there and they claim, oh, we don't want anyone cheating in an election. Look, you just shouldn't have to show an ID. And here's a ballot box in the middle of nowhere, no videotape. You might be able to just, randomly drop a bunch of things in there. If it happens, it happens. But it's not what we want. Of course, this is what they want. They've been saying this stuff for ages.
MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's what this election is about. Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. The rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't seen in our lifetime.
Donald Trump and the MAGA.
So I get this email and it says, hey, Jesse, you called it. You said the street communists would try to kill him. Well, it's not that it exactly took any kind of a genius to figure that out. Communists have been killing people since the inception of communism. That's how they look at the world. They look at everything as the revolution, every part of the system, every part of the current structure, no matter what it is, the family structure, the economic structure, the government structure, it all has to be torn down. It all has to be taken apart. And that is, of course, the greater good. And because that's the greater good, then look, if you're not a unique God-breathed soul in my eyes, if instead you're just no different than an ant, you're no different than a deer, well, why wouldn't we just get rid of them? That's why they've committed so many genocides. It's why they do the things they do. And I'm here to tell you something else, and you're not going to like hearing it. You know they're going to try again, right? I want you to think about this. Let's just focus on one aspect of this, just one aspect of this. Think about if Donald Trump gets elected and is able to negotiate an end to the Russia-Ukraine war? What if he's able to do that? And he's pledged to do that. Whether or not he can pull that off, I don't know. Look, you're dependent on several different things. You're dependent on Putin. You're dependent on Zelensky. NATO's involved. But let's just say he's able to do that. And that's what it's part of what he's campaigning on. I want you to think about this for a moment. I want you to think about how many trillions with a T that means in losses for various entities, not only in America, but abroad as well. Trillions with a T in weapons, financing, real estate. The money flow through there is going to blow you away. Now, if I was to put you, what's the worst? Pick a terrible neighborhood in your mind. A really, really rough neighborhood, a place where you don't want to be after dark, right? Well, Flint, Michigan is a great example. Very, very dangerous place. One of the most dangerous cities in the country consistently. Flint, Michigan. If I was to drop you off tonight at 1 a.m. in Flint, Michigan, in the worst part of town, and I was to take a piece of scotch tape and tape a $100 bill to your forehead and say, have a nice stroll. How long are you going to walk before you are assaulted or killed? Not very long. This world is full of people who will happily kill you for $100. How many people do you think would kill everyone for $1 billion or two? When you begin to challenge the status quo of an evil, corrupt country, it is going to react violently, and it always has. And one of the points I was trying to make at the beginning, I haven't had a chance to really get into this yet, and we can finally start getting into this more now. We look at the system where we're at now, and we look at all this violence and all this terrible stuff going on, and we say to ourselves, man, I can't believe it's like that here. I can't believe this is happening. How could this be happening here? But this is... This terrible stuff, all the violence, the assassinations, this is not abnormal. Historically, this is how it goes. Historically, people kill for power. People die for power. And right now, the stakes are huge for the evil people who run the country. It's just a fact. They're violent people, and they're going to try to use your values against you and call for unity and peace now because they know you're horrified. They know you're scared. They know you're that. But we have to reject that outright. We can have unity. We can have peace after we achieve victory, period. End of story. And if you're not ready for that, it's time for you to up your chalk game. Gentlemen, your T levels are low. It's not unique to you. They're low in America. We drink estrogen. You realize that? It's in the waters. It comes from the birth control stuff. It's in the waters. It's in the plastic. We drink estrogen, and it's dropping our T levels in ways that we won't be able to recover from. We have to be proactive. Guys, are you down a lot? Depressed a lot? Sad a lot? Try a male vitality stack from Chalk for 90 days and tell me how you feel. 20% increase in your T levels. Male Vitality Stack, Chalk, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a huge discount on subscriptions for lifetime. So go get yourself a subscription at all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, or call them 50-CHALK-3000. We have an hour of what will, Lord willingly, be uninterrupted radio. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.